Dreaming of a space that's stylish, practical, and uniquely yours? At Onyx on Ivory Interior Design, we bring your vision to life with interiors that perfectly reflect you. With over 15 years of expertise, we create stunning spaces that inspire. Whether it's a luxury home retreat or a dynamic business environment, our team ensures your budget works hard from concept to completion, crafting environments that truly captivate. Serving the Garden Route, Cape Town, Johannesburg and beyond. Visit onyxandivory.design to explore our portfolio or call 082-314-9164. Onyx and Ivory, where your dream space becomes reality.
Kristen DeVet from Onyx and Ivory joins me again here on eRadio for a discussion today, and it's all about making your home beautiful and also understanding the world of interior designers. So this is going to be very, very interesting. Kristen, welcome back.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
All good.
That's great. Kristen, let's go into your world. What are some of the most common misconceptions that people have about hiring an interior designer?
Okay, so I think the biggest one is that most people think that hiring an interior designer is only for the wealthy and people that are wanting to tackle a large-scale project. But the reality is that designers work with a variety of budgets, and no matter what the product is, there's a way that we can work around with that client's budget. And then another misconception is that a designer will impose their style on their client. It's a good designer is able to collaborate with the client's vision, possibly bring in a little touch, because I think that the reality is that when you're looking for an interior designer, you're most likely attracted to something that you find within their style. So it's not necessarily always that we put our style onto the client, but we take the client's style and maybe bring a bit of our flair to it.
Kristen, can you explain how an interior designer's perspective differs from a client's when they first see a space?
Okay, so this is an interesting one, because when you're working in the interior design space, and as I said, I'm an interior design / project manager, because you're doing a full turnkey service, you try to see the detail of things that people won't necessarily look at. So, you know, when I go to people's houses and they know I'm an interior designer, the first thing they'll always say is, oh, please don't look at my house. But it's not that you're looking, it's just that we see it in a different light. Just maybe looking at a space, you've already got if you walk into space as an interior designer, often you can already see the bigger picture. It's about the way the furniture flows, the way the natural light comes in. It's about the detail. I think detail is very important. You know, you might have a sofa that a designer might see it with a piping that could just elevate that space, or putting artwork in a different space, or a light above the artwork. So it's those details that make a difference, or the space designed. And, you know, I've got a friend who's a graphic designer, and often she'll phone me, even though she's in the design space, she'll still phone me for advice, because I think we can walk into the same shop and she can come out with the same stuff, but I might put it together differently. So I think that often we sort of just, it's in your blood. Like even if you go to a hotel or something, you can already see, we look for things. If I walk into a space, I'm already looking up at the top going, oh, okay, that paint isn't right. Or it's not necessarily always a great thing, because it follows through in your life. So wherever I go, I'm looking for the detail.
I know exactly what you mean. Kristen, what are some small yet impactful changes, like moving furniture or adding decor, that can completely transform a space?
Yeah, so small changes that can make a massive difference. Rearranging furniture is a very big one, because we could see a flow differently and make it a conversation area. Swapping out light fixtures in a house is also a very big statement piece. You know, a light can create something to talk about. It's something that's different. The plug point point is already there, but changing that can make a big, even something as simple as a light can change a space. Adding textures that people might not remember to add, a throw, cushions, rugs, things like that create warmth and depth. And then strategically hanging artwork to draw an eye into a space is also a good way. These are small tweaks, but you know, if one was willing to do something a little bit different, adding a wallpaper, painting a wall, sometimes maybe even taking a ceiling and bringing the paint down to the walls and creating a border. There's so many small details that one can make that can completely change a space.
So true. And also, I agree with what you said, you know, never underestimate lights, because they can really change something completely. Even if you just change from a cool white light to a warm white, eh? What do you prefer, by the way, if I'd like to throw in a question here?
I like cool white, always cool
really?
White. I don't know why. It's the most bizarre thing. I'm a cool white girl. I work very closely with another interior designer. She's a warm light girl. So in some instances, you can actually get a mix, which is what we'll do in some spaces. But, you know, just to touch base on about a light, my sister's busy renovating a house. I never get involved with family because it always is a nightmare. She had a paint issue because they'd chosen the paint. Paint, for instance, is a very difficult thing. And I've done the mistake in my own home where I saw a color. I absolutely loved it. On the paint tin, it looked great. When I'd done the sample on a small scale, it looked fantastic. And then I decided to paint my bathroom. And it was green. But not a green. The green that was on the paint tin was not the green that was on the wall. And it all boiled down to the fact that in the bathroom, the lights, the window, the natural light was not the same as when I'd looked at it in a small in a space that was bigger. So it was hilarious. We called it the green grotto because it was awful. And it was something as simple as paint that completely changed it. Now, my sister's had the same thing. She painted a color and it came out blue because of the natural light, the way that it's changed. So it's a very light is a very, very important thing.
That's a good tip. I'll remember that. Also, how do interior designers approach mixing styles, you know, colors and textures in ways that clients might not consider?
So I think we obviously understand the color theory and the different hues and things like that. And sometimes mixing textures is also a big thing. You know, you can have a velvet chair with a rough wooden table. Also mixing styles. You know, some people like a more classic style, but you can also bring a contemporary feel to it. So I think it's the same as food. You know, you might go to a restaurant where you have like an Afro-fusion dish that's got a little bit of Asian and African food mixed or something like that. I mean, people do it in food, people do it in fashion. So why not do it in homes? I grew up in a home where my mom was very, very loved collecting like old antique furniture. Now that's something that I've carried, but I also like a modern look. So in my home in particular, I've got a very eclectic style because I've got the old pieces of furniture, but then I love modern pop art and color. So it's and to some people they might think you can't mix those styles, but it does just work. You know, like taking an old wooden farmhouse table and putting plastic ghost cheese around it or an upholstered chair with a pattern. To someone's eye, they might think, oh, that's not going to work. But when it's together, it really can work. So I think that the mixing styles and colors is something that people wouldn't normally do because they're afraid of it. But as an interior designer, you can show the client how it can work.
Now, let's talk about the process. What does the design process look like from start to finish when you're working with a professional like yourself?
Okay, so I can't speak for everybody, but for in our processes at Onyx and Ivory, what we do is obviously we would have a client that would contact us. We will then get back to the client and ask a various amount of questions, one of them obviously being them to sort of obviously give us a good brief. You've always got to start with a good brief on what the client is expecting. So expectations have to be met. And then how we normally work is that we would normally first engage with the client. There's not really a cost involved. We would engage with the client at first to see, put together a mood board or something so that we can make sure that we're on the right space and that we're understanding what the client wants. Then normally on a full turnkey project, the client, we would put together drawings for the client. So we would put together a space plan. From the space plan, once that's all sorted out, we would then move on to technical drawings. Now, technical drawings are very important because that's the information that's needed to obtain the quote. So what flooring is going in there? Where are we painting walls? And sort of that would be the design process. And then from there, we would put together a spec document. The client could then go and actually take that design and purchase for themselves. Or a lot of clients that I do work with, they don't want the headache of having to deal with 10 different suppliers or deal with contractors, which would, then we would move into a project management point of view, which would be that we would run the sites, we would meet the contractors on site, place the furniture orders, put everything together, style it, and at the end, the client, as I said, could walk in and literally bring their suitcases with their family photos, if we haven't got those already, and a full turnkey project would be you literally move in with your clothes and you would have everything done. And it's as easy as that.
And what's the value of an interior designer when it comes to avoiding costly mistakes or even overlooked details?
So I think an interior designer can prevent expensive mistakes by ordering furniture that fits in that space. You know, you might, or that's an example, but, you know, sometimes that's why drawings are so important. We show it to scale. You know that this is the size. We think about the functionality of how something needs to work. When we're designing a kitchen, we're going, okay, if this is where the basin is, where is the stove? Where is the fridge? How does the flow work? Designers also maximize the budget, knowing where to splurge and where to save. You know, we might know that, okay, these accessories we can get at a better shop. I think our list of supplies is so excessive that one also forgets that sometimes those things that you see in the shops are bought at different places where we know where they're from. So it can, you know, the funny thing is that sometimes using an interior designer can actually save you.
And now on the emotional and practical impacts, Kristen, how does a well-designed space impact the way people feel and interact within it?
Okay, so a well-designed space can uplift your mood, foster productivity, and encourage connection. You know, I think, imagine walking into a clutter-free space, light-filled room. It's calming and energizing. Sometimes even in a bedroom, you know, you want a calm space. You want it to feel like it's a home. I think the main thing is that if you go to a restaurant and the space is beautiful, it's already a nice experience. When you walk into your home, you want it to be a good experience. There's nothing worse after a long day working, coming to a space that's not you or home or nice. You wouldn't want to walk into a space that's completely just a disaster. You're not going to feel like you want to be there. And the same applies to offices. You know, we obviously also work in the commercial space. And one of the things we always tell our clients, remember, a person that is working in that space is their majority of their life. If you take your hours worked at an office, you spend so much time there. Why should it not be a great space to spend?
Exactly.
To spend time in. You know, you don't want to go to an office where it's you're sitting in a cubicle and it's really boring. You wouldn't want to work. If you've got a beautiful space to work in, it makes people want to be there. So, you know, in both parts, at home and in offices, these things do matter.
You know, what really also gets to me is, you know, now that you mentioned cubicles, I'm just seeing in my mind's eye all the people sitting in their cubicles and they're sitting under fluorescent lighting. And I can't think of anything worse. You know, I don't know about you, but I think fluorescent lighting needs to be phased out completely. I think it had its time.
Yeah, I use LED lighting in offices now. It's got a much
much
brighter feel and even more environmentally friendly. But you know, you talk about, I once worked in, before I was in interior design for a short while, I worked in a corporate space, and the office, I'll never forget it. It was literally a box with no windows, and I would sit there, and the one day I came out, I didn't even know it was raining.
it's like when you go.
and I felt like I'd been in this light box the whole time. You know, it's like going to a hospital. You never know what time of day it is.
Yeah.
So I think the thing is that there's lots of ways to make, and even with lighting, you can still create, or bringing plants into offices. You know, bringing the outside back in, that's also a very big trend. How do you make a space, even if the person needs to be in the office, how do you make it feel like they're not sitting in a cubicle under a light? So I think there's so many different ways to do that.
And also those fluorescent lights are so bad on your eyes as well. LED solutions also much better. They don't flicker as much and all that
exactly.
kind of stuff, which is much better. And finally, Kristen, what's a favorite success story where you completely changed someone's perception of their space?
Okay, so this is a personal story of my own husband. So when I first came to my husband's house that he had, he sort of had this room. He had his TV facing a wall, and then behind it was this room. And I said to him, what happens in that space? And he was like, oh, no, well, that's just it's a space. And I said to him, have you ever thought of maybe moving your lounge there, putting a TV unit and creating the lounge, completely rotating the space? And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, not really. Anyway, a couple of days later, he sent me a picture. He did it. And he was like, I cannot believe that I never looked at it like this, because what had happened? He had moved when he bought the house. He moved into the house. And that is the way that the previous owner had put the furniture. So he just assumed, well, that's how it must be.
Yeah.
You know, the same as in my lounge, in my former lounge, I move furniture all the time. Okay, I've got a thing. I do not keep things in the same place. I'm a big believer in you've got to move 27 things to change some energy in your house.
Yeah.
And even with myself, I moved the directions of my sofas. I completely changed it. And somebody, my aunt, came here the other day, and she said to me, she said, oh, it looks like you've decluttered and you've got rid of some furniture. And I was like, no, I've actually added more, but it's just that you cannot see it because of the layout. Because of the way I've changed it, it's completely different. And it literally looks like a brand new space.
Yeah.
And that's the value of having an interior designer see it in a different light. Often you can even use the things that you have. You know, I'm a big believer in even trying to use, you know, you might have a client that doesn't have the budget to do a full turnkey and they don't want to change everything, but there are things that you have in your home or office that you don't even know can be used in a different way.
And
that's,
you know,
the beauty of my job.
It is. And, you know, so often you just change your lounge around, or, you know, move the TV to another corner, or the couches, you know, and it feels like a brand new space for at least a month or two. And that also just lifts the mood. Eh? It's amazing how just moving even your bedroom, you know, just moving it around a bit, put your bed in another place. It's amazing how that can
change the energy a little bit.
Yeah, it almost feels like a little holiday.
Exactly. And, you know, again, simple things like a scatter cushion. You could have a scatter cushion that you just change that, and even that is impactful. Or paint a wall. Or, as I said, I love wallpaper. Put a bit of a wallpaper up. It's a little bit more dramatic. But it's a quick fix to a solution that can change the space and the way you look at it and the way you feel. And I think that's the thing. It's about changing the way that you feel in the space. For me, it's so important. And that's one of the things I love about my job, is creating beautiful spaces for people to feel happy in. You know, everyone wants that, to feel that. And I think that's why sometimes having an interior designer on your side, it can really benefit you.
Absolutely. Kristen, how do we get in touch with you?
So the best way would be to visit our website, which is www.onyxandivorydesign, or alternatively, you can contact us on 082-314-9164.
Kristen DeVette from Onyx and Ivory, it was great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us again.
Dreaming of a space that's stylish, practical, and uniquely yours? At Onyx and Ivory Interior Design, we bring your vision to life with interiors that perfectly reflect you. With over 15 years of expertise, we create stunning spaces that inspire. Whether it's a luxury home retreat or a dynamic business environment, our team ensures your budget works hard from concept to completion, crafting environments that truly captivate. Serving the Garden Route, Cape Town, Johannesburg, and beyond. Visit onyxandivory.design to explore our portfolio, or call 082-314-9164. Onyx and Ivory, where your dream space becomes reality.